What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your boy CP3 here. got a pretty serious topic situation that needs to be discussed and dispersed amongst the masses. So for all the real fans who've been listening to us for a while, y'all know that I'm a Cowboys fan. For the new fans, you're just learning, I'm a Cowboys fan. I said before the season, we had a show, we were kind of talking about making predictions on what we thought the teams in the NFC East were going to do. And I went in the detail about how I thought that this season was going to be a rebuilding season for the Cowboys. And it was proven that I was right. It's been even worse than I could have predicted. This has just been a complete disaster, just from top to bottom. The defense has been surprisingly good. Surprisingly, you know, I was really concerned about that. With the young dudes we had at the linebacking core, Jalen Smith, Vander Esch, the young boy, the rookie, you know, the youth we got in the secondary, they've actually played well. What I really want to talk about is the coaching and the offense, which has just been just an utter embarrassment for all of us in Cowboys Nation. I think I'm speaking for all of us right now. I said we were rebuilding, and my brothers over here made a good point. You know, how can you rebuild when you don't start at the top? And the beginning of the rebuild needs to start with Jason Garrett. Like, the fact that he still has a job, if you really want to go back to this shit, you know what I'm saying? We could go back to the year after the year that we went 12-4. And we didn't win a playoff game, Jason Garrett's ass should have been fired. If y'all really want to be real about it, you know what I'm saying? I said that shit then, and we weren't even doing a damn podcast then. You know what I'm saying? But you can ask Skrill if y'all don't know. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? We all brothers, but this is my blood brother. I said that then. Jason Garrett's ass should have been gone. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't gone? Okay. He needs to go. The real thing that I need to say, though, because I have a lot of people, and some of y'all fans, you know, y'all have said this to me. We've had discussions offline about Dak Prescott. Now, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 for the fans and for the people that's sitting in this room who want to make up stuff and rewrite history about who Dak is and what he is. Now, listen. As y'all know, I'm a Florida Gators fan, so, you know, I watched Tim Tebow's whole career. The offensive coordinator of the Gators was the coach of Mississippi State when Dak Prescott was the quarterback of Mississippi State. So they ran the same offense that Tebow ran at Mississippi State, and Dak played well. At one point, they were the number one overall team in the country, but they fell on their face. You know what I'm saying? Once Dak started playing real defense, they started playing Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, we got to see who he really was. When Dak was drafted by the Cowboys in the fourth round, my brother asked me, you know, so who y'all got? And I was like, you know, we got this dude named, you know, Dak Prescott. I said, he maybe could be good, but he's not ready to play right now. Okay. So he has a breakout season, one of the greatest seasons in quarterback history. It was great. We all was along for the ride. Yeah, I was wrapped up in it too, okay? But we didn't win a playoff game. And it wasn't his fault. We did not win that playoff game, okay? After that season, everybody was saying, oh, we need to sign his ass to a contract extension now. I said then, hell no. We need to see more. What have we seen since then? He's not a franchise quarterback. Dak Prescott is not a franchise quarterback. Jason Garrett got to go number one. Lenihan needs to go number two, and Dak Prescott needs to go number three. And they fucked my man Dez Bryant over. Shouts out to Dez Bryant. I hope your career is not over today. You know, reports is out that Dez Bryant suffered an Achilles tear in practice for the Saints. And I really believe that the Cowboys organization fucked him over by not releasing him at the end of last season, when most players are released, and waiting until after the draft to release him. So everybody already signed their receivers from free agency. Then they draft the receivers. So once he was available, no one needed a receiver. That's just wrong. And now he finally signs with the team, and then this shit happens. Like, that shit is just foul. You know what I'm saying? I was hoping for Dez to, you know, to do his thing. Shit is looking bad. The offensive line's looking bad. They got my man Zeke out here looking fucked up. You know what I'm saying? People talking about all these other running backs. They ain't even talking about Zeke. Shit is looking bad. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to tell all of our listeners, and especially the Cowboys fans, you got to look in the mirror, man. Keep it real, man. Shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And until Jerry Jones either fires himself or, you know, something else that I don't want to, you know, speak on. But until something happens and changes with him being in control of the team, it's going to be the same thing. So I'm announcing this right now. Until Jerry, Linehan, and Dak is gone, I'm out. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.